هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
جنن جه پاشره هن چاندی و زمانی ین جه رنگ جه بر ترس و شرما چاندی جه تشتین تندرستی ین پیویست خواه بی پاردکن. هشیاریه که او پودکاست ده ناوروک خدا خمگینیه ده هاوینه.
I'll never forget that phone call because she said to me, I was in the shower and I have had, she didn't even want to say the word breasts, you know, she goes, I've had the scab on my chest and today in the shower I was leaning over and it started to bleed.
ده سال 2014 دا دیا کومار رینو به نخاشی پنجشه را ممکانی یا قناغ سیمین هات تشخیص کرن. او ده بیجه دیاوه نیشان نخاشی احمال کر او پر درنگ ما. پشتی ورگرتنا درمان کرن به سال اکید سال 2015 دا رینو جیان جه دستا.
I think she just didn't have a sensitive place where that really important part of her physical health could be understood and acknowledged.
رینو در سال 1991 در جهندستان کوچی نیوزیلند کر او پیوک انگلیزی ندزان بو.
I remember living in an area which was quite heavily Caucasian dominated and our doctor was also Caucasian and very rarely would she go and I'm getting a little choked up because had there been a way for us to access health, I really do pray that that improves.
نیه کنها 38 سالیه به بیرتینه چاوا دیاوه قط بحثات نشان نهبون نکربو.
She never said she had anything happen physically. She never said she had the scab there. She never talked about finding a lump. And in fact, if I were to be honest, I don't think she was ever taught to scan and feel her breasts for lumps, especially in South Asian communities. We never talk about our bodies, especially private parts of our bodies.
او ده بیجه جنن جه رنگ لآسترالیا دماکو دورده سر پرسگری کنتن درستیه به شرمزار کرن و کمبونا پرورده را روبرود مینن.
Many men and women from South Asian community were not participating in regular cancer screening and due to so many reasons.
شانتا ویشانویناثن سروکا پینک ساری انکوپریتده. ریخستنه که دلخوازه که پشتگیری ده خلق باشوری آسیایه ین که پنجشیر باندور لیوان کریه. خاتو ویشوناثن ده بیجه جبو کلک کسان تندرستی ده ریزا داوین دایه.
Some of the barriers are language barriers. So also for new arrivals who come, for whom the settlement process takes priority over health. Plus, they've not heard of any such screening programs in their home country. They live far away. They've got long commutes to work. They've got mortgage pressures. They're time poor. So preventative healthcare is not a priority for them. The other thing is the cultural attitudes and beliefs and generally a lack of awareness about the free national screening programs.
نیشپوری کو به اصل خواج هندستان یاد بیجه تن دما کو او ده سپیکا سال نو دیان ده هات استرالیا و در بار تستن مالزاروی آنگو سرویکل ده بهیست.
So when I was growing up in the 60s and the 70s, I had never ever heard of cervical cancer screening from anybody, neither my mom or my grandmother. And I don't think my grandmother ever got a cervical cancer check done, neither did my mom while she was in India. And so they never passed it on to me. It was never taught in schools and colleges at that time.
او ده بیجه ده ما که اوج پیواجوی آگادار بو و پیواجو وکی ایریشکار بناف کر. جبر ویکه تاوی کو پجیشکه وی مالبات او تشویق کر کو بکه و بسالان او پاش خست.
One day, one of the workers at my work said to me that it's very important and you could be saving your life by doing the screening rather than putting it off. So then I made up my mind.
نیشی تولی کمپین حکومت استرالیا یا اونت کمپین بو دا که هشمندی لسر و بجار که برهفگرنا تستا پشکنینا مالزاروکی آنگو سرویکس بلاف بکه.
this is not only about talking, but it's about saving lives. This cancer is preventable as long as we get our screenings done regularly. And with the new self swab, it's every 5 years and it's very, very doable. So I encourage all the women to go for it because health comes first.
دکتر مریم شلان لروج آوای سیدنی پجیشکا که گیشتیه او دبیجه دما مجارت سر تندرستیه جبو گلک جنن ج چاند و زمانی جهی رنگ و ترس و شرمک مزن هیا.
It's not something you discuss openly, especially if you're seeing a doctor from another background or a male doctor, for instance. There's a few layers to that stigma that I'd say as well. Like it's a fear of the unknown, not knowing that what a test involves or worrying that it might be, you know, painful or embarrassing. You know, I've got to show the doctor my breasts or my vagina. And for other people that I see, it's cultural or it's generational. You know, they might come from, you know, a place where you only go to the doctor when something's really wrong.
Dr. Shalan Debeja, Agahien Shashi, Jenan Jebashdarbuna de Lenarina, Peshi Legertine Astangdekin.
For cervical cancer screening in particular, lots of females from diverse backgrounds that I see have this assumption that they've only had one sexual partner or they've had children or they've reached menopause so that they don't really need to be involved in part of this preventative screening. And some may have had previous negative experiences with other doctors who aren't so culturally sensitive. They may have felt dismissed, misunderstood or disrespected or not really understood because of their background or that language barrier. And that experience I kind of see a lot with my patients who have had bad experiences, it stays with them and it creates this like ongoing fear and the avoidance of kind of seeking help from health practitioners.
Dr. Shalan Dibeja, her chanda ku audbina av ters betr de jnan da hayaji hen merji rubrui de ben audbeja ditin tishtaki geringa.
We need education for these communities and that's engaging with them in material that's appropriate.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.